Okay, so we continue and we'll finish today. I thought yesterday, but we'll finish today. Shaar Sinah in Orcha Sadikim on page 267. The learning is always Shvias Chosi Lenishmas Adir Chaver, Chaim Eloz Ben Shem Shinari, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. Also be a schus for four shleim of Chaim Doi Ben Menarachu, Chana Leah Bashein Derachu, and Abadati Ben Peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says, Al Tamin Ba'atzah Sasani, don't trust the advice of a hater, the oyev or an enemy. That your enemy gives you a lot of kisses, meaning he makes like he's your friend, but really his advice is really unhelpful. Not only that, he's trying to undermine you. You should know, many people show love in their words, but even though they might have hatred in their hearts. And you have to be able to discern who's who and not listen to them. That although the lips, the mouth of a hater might hide his hatred, but inside he has the deceit. So you have to really use your seichel to figure out if someone is just utilizing their relationship with you to abuse it and to undermine you and to bring you harm. Because really, even though they're acting friendly to you, there's hatred in their heart. Even though he talks gently and he talks in a soft manner, Al tata libchei love. Don't turn your heart towards him. That when he raises his voice, I'm sorry, when he makes his voice, yichanein is like ingratiating. Don't believe him. There are seven abominations in his heart. So it does require a lot of thinking, and you really have to be very careful because sometimes you can have an enemy who is being sincere, and you might push him away by trying, to question his motives. So you do have to be careful a little bit in terms of calling someone out who you know at one point was a hater, but now is playing nice. This is just like Yoav showed Avner ben Ner, Ulamasa ben Yasser, Hashalom ve'ahava asher, that he showed them peace and love until he killed them. So the story over there is Yoav felt threatened by both Avner ben Ner and Amasa. And so he used the opportunity to ask them different shailos, butter them up, get close to them, and then use that ability to execute them. And Uchma ben Nisanyim Gedalia ben Achikam, similarly, what Yishmael ben Nisanyim did to Gedalia until he killed him also made it seem like he was on friendly terms and then took advantage of the situation and killed him. Amar Echad min HaChacham, and one of the wise men said, HaToiv shebechol ma shetakshav al sonacha, the best tactic to take against an enemy is shetishiveu el ahavascha im tuchal, is to show him love if you're able. Meaning, if you know someone's upset at you, the way to restore the relationship is a lot of times to do a favor for him. Yeshinah shehi mitzvah. Sometimes hatred is a mitzvah. And again, here he's, as I said, with most midos, he's going to tell you a positive side and a negative side. So now he's telling you the positive side of this mitzvah. Yeshinah shehi mitzvah. Listen to Adam Rasha. Listen, Adam Rasha to hate someone who's a Rasha. Shana Makabal Takhech, who doesn't accept a Moser. Mitzvah is nice. It's a mitzvah to hate him. Shanamar Yiras Hashem Sinais Ra. That it's fear of Hashem to hate evil. The Omer, and the pasuk says, Halei Misanecha Hashem Esna. Those who hate you, I hate. Uviskavmecha, and those who fight against you, I'm sorry. Those who rise up against you, I fight. Tachlis Sina, the Sineisim Ayivim Hayuli. And another pasuk that says, I have hated them with the ultimate hatred. They have become my enemies. And you have to also hate falsehood and kazav. Kazav is like deceit. The bottom line is, that to hate everything and to distance yourself from anything that takes away from love of Hashem. Every false path I hate. And this is a great principle, that a person should hate every type of sheker. The more you hate sheker, the more you're adding on to love of Torah. So they go together. The more you reject sheker, the more you're improving your love of Torah. You should love truth and peace. That those should be loved. Okay, we finish Shaar Sinah, and the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll start Shaar Rachamim.